ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to the new JLPT N4 Prep Course Lesson 11. I'm Jessie and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
前回は、懲戒の問題2を勉強しましたね。
Right, in the last lesson, we covered question 2 of the listening comprehension section.
このレッスンでは、問題3を紹介します。
In this lesson, we'll cover question 3 of the listening comprehension section.
問題3は2010年から新しくできました。
Question 3 is actually a new question format for the JLPT.
そうですね。問題3は絵を見て質問に答えます。
In question 3, you are given a picture to look at as you answer the question. You're supposed to look at the picture printed in the question booklet and then choose the sentence which the person indicated by the arrow would say. Okay, so let's take a look at the instructions. Naomi 先生、お願いします。
はい。問題3では、絵を見ながら質問を聞いてください。
Look at the picture and listen to the question.
それから、正しい答えを1から3の中から1つ選んでください。
Choose the best answer from 1 to 3. So this question format is different in that they give you a picture to look at.
Right. So you can visualize the situation.
This is nice because it means that even if you missed what the question was asking, you can still see the situation in the picture and get the answer. Note that the answer choices are not printed in the booklet.
そうですね。だから、the picture can be a pretty big hint.
So in these questions, there are a lot of different situations. Something might be going on at home, at an office, at an event, etc.
There are many set expressions for these situations.
Yes, Japanese is full of them.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we'd go over the more common ones, so please get ready to take some notes.
Yes. If you want to test yourself, don't open the lesson notes yet.
Right. All of the phrases are written in there, so if you want to see how much you know, we don't recommend looking at them yet. Okay, let's start with the ones often heard at the office. First, let's say that you're going into someone else's office. What should you say as you are entering the office? Okay, what's the answer?
失礼します。
That's right. 失礼します。 There are actually a lot of office situations where this can be used.
そうですね。 That's right.For example, when ending a business phone call, it is common to use 失礼します。
Yes, right before you hang up. And also when leaving the office at the end of the day and there are others still left behind, you use a variation of this phrase.
To excuse yourself for going early, you can say お先に失礼します。
お先に means ahead of or before, so you are literally saying excuse me for leaving before you.
That's right.
There's also a special phrase to use towards those who have finished their work and are heading home for the day. Do you know this one? Naomi-sensei, the answer is?
お疲れ様でした。
This is what you say to someone who has already finished their work.
Speaking of visiting and leaving a place, お邪魔します and お邪魔しました are used for visiting and leaving someone else's home.
Good point. 邪魔literally means intrusion, so you are basically apologizing for intruding on someone. So to recap, when you enter someone else's house, you say,
お邪魔します。
And when you leave someone else's house, you say,
お邪魔しました。
Note how the first one is in the present tense, and the second one is in the past tense. Okay, now it's time to do some actual practice questions. Please take a look at the lesson notes where it says, Exercise 1, Set Phrases.Please look at the picture, listen to the question, and choose the correct answer. Remember that on the test, neither the question nor the choices are printed in the booklet, so please don't look at the transcript at the end of the lesson notes yet. Please look only at picture 1.
Ichiban.
会社を出て、うちに帰ります。なんと言いますか?1.
お帰りなさい。
2.
お疲れ様です。
3.
お先にどうぞ。
Okay, Naomi sensei, what's the correct answer?
Choice 2. お疲れ様です。
Remember that this is what the person leaving work says to those who are still working.
That's right.
Can we hear the situation again? This is the part that you have to catch.
会社を出て、うちに帰ります。
You are leaving the office and going home. Next, let's look at picture number 5.
5番.
先生のうちに入ります。なんと言いますか? 1.
いらっしゃいませ。
2.
お邪魔します。
3.
お世話になっています。
And the answer is?
Choice 2. お邪魔します。
Can we hear the situation again?
Sure. 先生のうちに入ります。
You're entering or visiting your teacher's house. In that kind of situation, you would say, お邪魔します。
そうです。
In question 3, they're testing not only your knowledge about set phrases, but also how well you can use basic sentence structures in the right situation.
そうですね。Now, please look at picture 1 in exercise 2.Situations. Exercise 2の絵の1番を見てください。
1番。
テレビを見たいです。何と言いますか?1。
テレビをつけてもいい
?2。
テレビをつけている。
3.
テレビをつけたことがある。
Okay, Naomi sensei, what's the correct answer?
Choice 1. テレビをつけてもいい?
Can I turn on the TV? And what was the situation again?
テレビを見たいです。なんと言いますか?
You want to watch TV. What do you say?And can we hear the answer one more time?
テレビをつけてもいい? Can I turn on the TV? 皆さん、どうでしたか? So everyone, how did you do?
Please review the basic sentence structures you have learned up until now once again.
そうですね。あと、カジュアルな言い方と丁寧な言い方、両方チェックしておいてくださいね。
And also, please review the variations of saying the same thing.
Right. For example, 行かなければなりません has the variations 行かなきゃいけない行かなくちゃ and so on. Those are what we want you to review.
Good advice. Also, you'll find more practice questions in the bonus audio, so don't miss it. And in the lesson notes, there's a checklist of different set expressions you should know for the test. Make sure to go through the list and check off the ones you know and review the ones that you don't.Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time.
じゃあまた。